I was reading the New York Times newspaper this morning and came across a headline that read, "Laughter may be effective medicine for these trying times." A news headline is a very short summary of a news story that appears above the story, usually in large letters. The Times headline got me thinking about how much the world could use some laughter right now. Because I love grammar, I also thought about ways headlines and sentences are the same and different. To keep headlines short and catchy, English-based news groups use a few methods. Some, for example, leave out any form of the verb be. Many also leave out the words a, an, and the. And most use the present verb tense. These are just a few examples. All in all, there are more similarities than differences between headlines and complete sentences. That is why headlines can teach us about English grammar, including about participles. Some English learners find these word forms difficult. On recent Everyday Grammar programs, we talked about present participles and past participles. On today's program, we will identify participles in news headlines and review them using a test yourself format. Let me begin by reviewing present participles. They are very common in English language news headlines. As a reminder, the present participle is a word form that ends in ing and has specific functions in English. For instance, it is used in all continuous tenses. The word studying in "you are studying English" is an example. In addition, some participles are adjectives, such as the word shocking in the sentence "his words were shocking." Listen for the present participle word in the following headline, which I mentioned earlier, from the New York Times newspaper. Decide whether the word is A, an adjective, B, part of a continuous verb, or C, neither. Here's the headline again.
Laughter may be effective medicine for these trying times.
Did you find the present participle? It is the word trying. Now, take a look at the phrase trying times. The word trying describes the noun times, so in this headline, trying is an adjective. The answer is B. Trying times means a period of difficulty. Now, look at the headline again. Have any words been left out that prevent it from being a complete sentence? You can tell us later in the comments, and do the same for the other headlines. Here is another one, this time from the VOA Learning English website. This headline has two present participles in it. We will focus on the first one. Listen to the headline and decide whether the word becoming is A, an adjective, B, part of a continuous verb, or C, neither. Here it is.
World becoming less accepting of migrants, poll finds.
Did you decide on what becoming is? It is part of a continuous verb tense, in this case, the present continuous. So the answer is A. Notably, the word is was left out before becoming. So it may not have been immediately clear that you were looking at a continuous verb tense. Remember, headlines often do not include the verb be. Now let's review past participles, which are also common in news headlines. To refresh your memory, the past participle is a word form that often ends in ed and has three main functions in English. It is used in all perfect verb tenses, as in, I have visited that museum. It is also used in passive verbs, as in, he is taken to school by his father. Additionally, some past participles are adjectives, like in the sentence, the animal is scared. Past participles can have endings other than ed, since there are 200 irregular verbs in English. They may have any of several endings, such as n, as in the words seen and taken. Or they may look like a base verb, as in the words run, cut, and cost. Listen for the past participle in this headline from the Associated Press News Service. Decide whether the word is A, an adjective, B, part of a passive verb, or C, part of a perfect verb. Here's the headline.
Pennsylvania Online Voter Services Restored Following Outage.
Did you find the past participle? It is the word restored, and it is part of the passive verb are restored. So the answer is B. That one was not easy since the headline left out the verb be. Remember that in passive voice, the person or thing performing the action of the verb is often not mentioned. That is true for many headlines, as it helps to keep them short. Okay, now let's look at a headline from the CNN website. Listen carefully for the past participle word and decide whether it is A, an adjective, B, part of a passive verb, or C, part of a perfect verb.
Nobel Prize awarded for discovery of hepatitis C.
Did you find the past participle? It is the word awarded. Like the earlier example, this headline required you to think about what word might be missing. The verb be in this case. And awarded is part of the passive verb is awarded. So the answer is C. Well, I hope you enjoyed examining these headlines for participles. If you had trouble with them, do not worry. You can learn more about participles on our recent programs. I'm Alice Bryant.